Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting, Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as he met today with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at a news conference in Kabul.
If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos and once again become a safe haven for international terrorism.
Secretary Mattis said NATO was committed to funding the Afghan security forces until at least 2020 and would continue to provide almost $1 billion each year to the Afghan defense and security forces.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Within hours of having arrived in Afghanistan, at least six mortar rounds landed in the eastern part of Kabul International Airport. President Trump said he'll be visiting the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands next week, still reeling from the effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and defended the disaster response against complaints that it has been slow.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction from